One of the biggest changes at the Kansas State House this year is that more moderate-leaning Republicans and more Democrats have moved into office. In both chambers, the new top leaders got their jobs by promising to work with the new, more diverse caucus.
It's all hands on deck, and if someone's willing to find a way to get to a yes, we're definitely willing to listen.
That's incoming Republican House Speaker Ron Reichman. Another top Republican in the chamber, Majority Leader Don Heineman, says the 2017 legislature is sort of broken down into thirds between conservative and more moderate Republicans as well as Democrats.
No one faction can rule the day and have things totally their way. We're going to be forced to work together to achieve good legislation, and I think that's a good thing.
The top Democrat in the House, Minority Leader Jim Ward, says Democrats are willing to work with others to help solve these issues, and he says now is the time to act.
Because of the crisis we're in, there is no more quick fix, easy way out that forces us to take advantage of that and fix some things, and that's another great opportunity.
The new divisions will force lawmakers to build coalitions in order to get things done. Lawrence Journal World Statehouse reporter Peter Hancock says a big part of that coalition building will be wooing the larger group of moderate Republicans.
I think it's going to be a great time to be a moderate Republican because you have two factions. You know, it's like the most popular girl at the dance. You've got everybody asking you to get up and dance.
In previous sessions, a lot of deal-making on taxes and budgets required late nights and last-minute compromises. But Republican Senate President Susan Weigel says this year might be different.
I predict we will get down to business rather quickly. Everyone who ran for office is well aware that the public wants a balanced budget.
Lawmakers have to fill a nearly $350 million budget hole for the current year, which ends June 30th. They face a deficit of nearly $600 million in the next fiscal year. Some recent spending plans have avoided more serious cuts or tax increases by using one-time budget maneuvers. But Weigel says that's not as likely this time.
I can assure you the legislators I talk to are opposed to a one-time borrow money to plug a hole.
What will Governor Sam Brownback propose? Well, so far, he's only given a few hints. He does say his plan will use more than one strategy.
We'll do a mixture of both cuts and revenues. The size of the hole that we're looking at, I think, is one that you're just going to have to do some mixture of this.
There's also the big issue of school funding. Lawmakers need to write a new funding plan to replace temporary block grants put in place 2 years ago.
I think the block grant has worked overall pretty well, but it's based on a two-year set 2 years ago. Well, things change, and I don't think we ought to go another year.
That's made even more complicated by a pending Kansas Supreme Court ruling. The state's high court could tell lawmakers they are not adequately funding schools and need to spend more. Democratic House Leader Jim Ward says they need to get cracking on a new plan that might be able to address such a ruling.
Now it's on our table. We've got a clock ticking. And I think what we do in addressing a new school finance formula will have a big impact on the remedy that comes from the Supreme Court.
Other issues that could come to the surface include Medicaid expansion and amending a law that will allow concealed firearms on college campuses starting this summer. There's a lot of talk right now about working together to solve problems, but the question is if that spirit of unity will hold up when it's time to take tough votes on legislation. I'm Stephen Caranda at the Kansas State House.